Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Peace Index, a five-part framework to conquer chaos and find fulfillment, by Jeremy Kubitschek. Narrated by Wayne Mitchell. Limit of Liability Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor author shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages.
Introduction. The War. Think about the time when you were completely at peace. How long has it been since you experienced that feeling of freedom? Real peace. Most people want it, but it often feels unattainable, especially in the world we experience daily. What is the opposite of peace? The answer is war. Conflict, hostility, or hatred as well. Ultimately, the opposite of peace is chaotic unrest. You can see chaos and the socioeconomic strains and geopolitical fractures that have led to a tsunami of global instability. We all know them as we review this partial list. Nations at war, a global pandemic, political chaos, social unrest, the climate, economic upheaval, distrust of people. It's no wonder global stress is so high. A Harris poll on behalf of the American Psychology Association revealed the following. More adults rated inflation and issues related to the invasion of Ukraine as stressors that are higher than any other issue asked about in the 15-year history of the Stress in America poll. This comes on top of money stress at the highest recorded level since 2015, according to a broader Stress in America poll fielded last month. The world is full of chaos, which leads to anxiety, gloom, and unrest. What happens when there is no peace? A world of chaos camouflages peace. In this state, it is hard to see anything but turmoil. The book Mind of the Athlete by Dr. Jared Spencer talks about the four primary negative emotions people tend to struggle with when there is conflict: anger, depression, hate, and anxiety. He states, "The stronger the emotions are, the more time you are likely to spend thinking about life experiences that led to your feeling these emotions." Dr. Spencer goes on to explain the definition of each of these negative emotions. Anger is emotional hurt. Depression is hurt held inward. Hate is feeling threatened by someone or something. Anxiety is fear of the unknown. It makes sense that so many people have globally struggled amidst discord and chaos. Lockdowns, lost jobs, inflation, and war can easily lead to emotional hurt, to anger. This leads people to the edge of their capacity to process change in a healthy way. That edginess leads to volatility. We wear our emotions on our sleeve, get hurt by others, and lash out in anger amidst the external uncertainty. Long periods of anger and hopelessness lead to depression. Social and other media stoke that anger and cause people to implode or explode with self-medication, isolation, and rage. We can track hate as a result of being isolated for an extended period and not genuinely understanding others or building relational trust. Therefore, a person can quickly feel hatred for other political parties or personalities or persons in their life associated with those threatening people. Without internal peace, there will never be external peace. Hate must encounter extreme love for it to be broken, and segregation or isolation doesn't help. This hatred tends to lead to the fear of the unknown, and that anxiety can lead to rampant worry, and worry is worthless. The project of peace begins within. We must calm the internal unrest. The alternatives are to continue to blame others or justify the actions that support our narrative. You must fight for peace on the inside. Negative emotions, self-medicating addictions, and hatred fill the hole we create when we lack peace. Avoidance. Could this be why so many people are focusing on futuristic escapes? Will technology bring peace by allowing us to live an alternative life so we don't have to face and fix our present lives? Maybe a life change will bring peace. We sell our home and buy an RV, save money for that epic trip into orbit so we can see the world from a different perspective. Avoidance isn't the answer. To conquer chaos and find peace, we need to understand what peace is and isn't. Understanding peace. There are two types of peace in our world: external peace, internal peace. External peace is what most people think about at first blink when they hear the word peace. At a speaking event, I surveyed a group of people by asking them, "What comes to mind when you hear the word peace?" The overwhelming answer was war and stopping any future wars. That is so interesting, as peace, by definition, is freedom from disturbance. How many times have you said, "If I could just have some peace and quiet around here"? The desire for freedom from being disturbed is a goal for many of us, and yet most don't know how to find that because this level of peace only occurs internally. How do you find internal peace with such a lack of external peace? This book answers that question. I want to help you conquer the chaos that creates turmoil and improve your peace index. The tools you're about to experience will help you win the inner war for your own well-being. The word peace contains numerous meanings. Phrases, symbols, and shared meanings make it less understood, but still desirable. Symbols of peace include the CND symbol, doves, the V sign, made by holding up the index and middle fingers, a lotus, and koi fish. Other examples from art, culture, and literature include War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy, Peace Train by Cat Stevens, Peace Like a River, Peace Talks, Peace Pipes, Keeping the Peace, Waging Peace, Peace Signs, Peace Out, Peace, Hope, and Love, Peace of Mind, etc. And one of the most potent phrases on peace comes from Jesus of Nazareth. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful." John chapter 14, verse 27, Christian Standard Bible. Almost everyone has wanted world peace, from activists to prayer warriors to pageant contestants sharing their heart's desires. The idea of RIP, rest in peace, at funerals is the hope that the deceased can finally be free of the chaos and turmoil in this world. RIP is kind of a way of throwing up our hands and saying, "Well, if it can't be had in life, then at least there's one place where peace is guaranteed." Internal peace. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Saint Francis de Sales. External peace is a state or period in which there is no war, or a war has ended. Internal peace is when you experience calm in the mind, body, and spirit. You have become free from anxiety, worry, and drama. Internal peace is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to handle issues in a way that makes you better, not worse. Finding peace of mind amidst chaos results in fewer worries, fears, and anxieties. Inner peace has some fantastic benefits. Better sleep. Less drama with friends, co-workers, or family. Security, confidence, humility. Negatives not sticking to you. Resolve amidst trials. Increased energy levels and improved emotional management. A person at war with themselves is at war with the world. More external unrest calls for more inner peace. War with yourself leads to more struggle. Inner peace brings tranquility, irrespective of the external challenges. Some of you may think this is unrealistic. What follows will not only challenge your skepticism, but it may also even make you a believer. I don't believe that we can experience absolute peace. Our experience of peace fluctuates like a thermometer. Some seasons offer more peace than others. The questions we each need to face are, 1. What is my relative sense of peace at this moment? And 2. How can I increase my sense of peace tomorrow? Dealing with the crazies. The external chaos may not have anything to do with things happening in the world around you. Your external issues may come from your crazy relative who drives you insane every week. Or your external unrest could be from your teammate at work who behaves erratically or spews negative thoughts about everything daily. The crazies might be making you crazy. The people in your life could be the ones causing your peace index to dip. Can you be at peace in a chaotic world? Can you be at ease when you have crazies in your daily life? Can you create an inner peace when there is no outer peace? Can you create peace when you are the crazy one? You must choose to create an inner peace when there is no outer peace. Choosing peace. Inner peace occurs when you are calm and at ease while irritants, annoyances, and stressors are all around you. Peace of mind happens when you can experience contentment, joy, and bliss when difficult things are happening in your life. This book helps you find peace by controlling the controllable moments of life. You'll find the tools you need to select peace amidst unrest, quiet confidence over chaos, and contentment when there is little reason to be contented. The path toward peace begins when you identify the barriers between you and peace. You'll identify these barriers and how to overcome them. You will learn how to experience peace when your purpose is off and your future looks grim. Your people drive you crazy. Your place is less than ideal. Your personal health falters. Your lack of provision keeps you awake, wondering how you'll pay the bills. I find the Isaac Whedon song, "I'm at peace while the world isn't," mesmerizing and cathartic. The lyrics repeat over and over. It's so amazing. I'm at peace while the world isn't. I'm at peace while the world isn't. What if you were the most peaceful person in the room tomorrow? This book will help you find out what is causing you drama and how to deal with it. It is designed to help you increase the peace in your life and fight to cultivate your own sense of well-being. You will learn to improve issues by assessing the pain and creating a plan to resolve it. But you must make a choice. Choosing peace is just one option. To experience it, you have to choose it. Doing the hard work. A few years ago, my dad took my son and me on an epic Alaska fishing adventure. One day, we were flying on a seaplane that took us deep into the Alaskan wilderness. We caught fish, took terrific pictures, and were chased by a bear. Yep, it happened. I didn't want to talk to anyone on the flight back. I was cold and just wanted to warm up and maybe take a cat nap. Just then, I was nudged on the leg by this guy in front of me who slid his earphones off and asked, "What do you do?" I thought, "Really, man? I just want to rest." So I made up something like, "I unlock people and help free them to be themselves." He told me that he was the CEO of a large company in California and that he had been watching my interactions with my son and dad and was curious to learn more about me. He stated that he saw a peace in me that he didn't have. We exchanged information, and a week later, I connected him to two of our giant consultants, Jeff Ridner and Maria Guy. This CEO knew he had a problem, and his issues pushed him to do the hard work. Success can't coexist with unrest. Over the next few months, Maria and Jeff began working on the internal unrest occurring in his business. Communication was low, and the relational trust was not strong. This leader needed peace, and he was willing to do what it took to succeed, which occurred because of his commitment and Maria and Jeff's expertise. Naming the unrest. Peace is hard to achieve. Are you willing to do what needs to happen to find peace and success in your life? How much do you want to conquer the chaos? If you don't define success for yourself, someone else will. There is a direct correlation to peace when expectations are realized. The same is true with unrest. If you are not clear on what winning looks like, you may find yourself feeling flustered when you don't meet the expectations you didn't share with others but hold dearly. It's time to look firmly at any unrest in your life, taking control of the conflict and creating a plan to alleviate it. It's time to find your number so that you can go to work on the right things in the right way to improve your peace and conquer the chaos. Chapter 1. The Number Over Your Head. Imagine sitting at your favorite coffee shop and watching people stroll in with a number over their head, like a character in a video game. The number hovers in a circle with either green, yellow, or red numbers depending on the person's sense of peace. Some people had a green 85% over their head, some a powerfully positive green 92%. While others have a warning yellow number of 62.5%, or worse, a guy walks in with a red-hot colored 40%. Imagine the numbers figuratively represent how each person is doing at that moment of the day. In reality, you don't see a number over people's heads, but you know it's there. You could probably guess the number of each member of your family without much effort. People, including you and me, have numbers telling us how at peace we are or aren't, and those numbers change every day based on five areas of life. We can go from an 85% on Monday to a 58% on Wednesday, back to a solid 90% by the weekend. Why? Well, that is what this book is about, helping you learn to understand those factors and move them for yourself into healthy green levels. That is exactly what the Peace Index, the primary tool of this book, will help you do. It will help you assess your level of peace and the corresponding categories of unrest. The reason, "How are you?" doesn't work. Virtually every day of my life, I have the same short, meaningless conversation with numerous people. I say to Amy at the coffee shop, "Good morning, how are you?" And she may respond, "Good, you?" To which I say, "Great, thanks, have a good day." The truth may have been that Amy was at a 71% out of 100% that day because her friend shared some frustrating news about another friend. And me, I may have started my day at an 80% until I received some frustrating information about one of my businesses and I dropped to a 68%. Our lives fluctuate like the stock market. Outside forces drive our peace index up or down. For some of us, we are controlled by our feelings to such a degree that our daily percentage can feel like a roller coaster, which is an indicator of the chaos in our life, or the peace. Dealing with reality. Years ago, I was off and I knew it. I couldn't seem to get my bearings. My purpose was off. My view of the future was gone. And I was getting frustrated by the pettiest things. I knew I was off, but I couldn't figure out why. There were several mornings where I woke up in tears, which is not me. My wife became nervous when she noticed I was watching the same movie for the sixth time in 3 months. It's true, I watched We Were Soldiers starring Mel Gibson 6 times over 5 months. While I knew I was off, I didn't have the language or the tools to help me solve my issues. I had to deal with my reality, and I began meeting with a coach to help me make it through the most difficult time in my life, the loss of my purpose. Getting healthy means getting real. We must run toward the issues, not away from them, if we plan to solve and deal with them appropriately. The number. What is your number? Let's calculate it. You just need to complete the Peace Index, which will take you on a journey to learn how to improve your peace. It is simple, but profound. If you use it regularly, the number over your head goes up because you begin to think about the areas that need improvement more intentionally than you did before. You'll find it helps you formulate specific strategies you can use to improve it. This may sound overly simple, but it is that easy. There are 5 segments to the Peace Index. Each circle has a number from 1 to 100% regarding purpose, people, place, personal health, and provision. Each of them affects our lives powerfully. Some of them are more important than others to you. The Peace Index is a tool that allows you to determine your level of peace. Your notion of peace may vary greatly from someone else's. For instance, one person's 79% could be another person's 89%. That doesn't matter, as you are likely to be consistent in setting your own percentage numbers. Combine each segment, purpose, people, place, personal health, provision, to determine your peace index. Having completed the index, you'll immediately recognize where you're doing well and the areas that need improvement. When you aggregate all 5 and divide by 5, you will get your peace index. We carry this number wherever we go, in coffee shops, airplanes, offices, and shopping. Some people wear their peace index on their sleeves, while others can hide things extraordinarily well. Complete the Peace Index to assess your current level of peace. I want you to evaluate yourself at the beginning of the book and then test yourself again at the end after you have analyzed yourself in every circle and created a game plan for growth. Your number will change by the end and establish an excellent baseline for the future. Let's take a preliminary evaluation here. Purpose, people, place, personal health, provision, peace percentage. The steps are simple. Give yourself a number from 1 to 100% in each circle, with 100% being the highest. You can give yourself a 72.5% or whatever you believe is valid for each category. Keep in mind that your numbers could be lower or higher than someone else's. It is like ranking movies. One person's 70% could be someone else's 80%. That doesn't matter. But it is essential that you are honest with yourself on each category. We will be going through each of these at a deeper level in the chapters that follow. But in taking this preliminary assessment, listen to the following details and give yourself an initial number based on what you believe your number to be at this moment in time. Purpose is what gets you out of bed in the morning. Did your day have meaning? Do you feel that you are living out your purpose daily? Did your actions positively affect the people around you? Does who you are match up with what you do and what you are called to do in life? Give yourself a purpose score between 1 and 100%. When looking at people, you look at how good you feel about the most important people in your life. That could be 5 or 10 or 25 people. These are your family members, co-workers, and friends, the people you spend the most time with within your life. What is your people number from 1 to 100%? Moving to place, what is your level of peace related to your spaces, house, neighborhood, town, city, or region? And how do you feel about your workspace or office? All these areas combined summarize your peace level related to place. What is your place number from 1 to 100%? When you think of personal health, you might naturally think about your physical health. Physical is 1/3 of what I mean by personal health. Mind, body, and spirit make up your total personal health. So where are you when you think of your mental, physical, and spiritual health from 1 to 100%? Lastly, what is your peace level as it relates to provision? By provision, I mean the resources you have available to live your life and do what you desire. Provision is your salary and overall earnings. Most people will gladly accept a raise. That's not what I am talking about. The issue is whether your lack of income keeps you up at night. How well do you feel about your provision from 1 to 100%? Now, add up all of the numbers and divide the total by 5. This will give you your peace index in real time. As we go through each chapter, you will notice your peace index change, most likely improving. Until then, this will provide you the number over your head right now. When to measure. So, how often can I do this, you ask? My answer is yes. You can take the peace index as many times as you want. I know some people who calendar a quarterly retreat to walk through the peace index for themselves and share it with those close to them. Some people calculate their peace index 3 times in a single week if they are in a difficult spot. The key is to measure and understand that the peace index opens the door to self-awareness, and as my friend and business partner Steve Cockrum likes to say, you never graduate from the school of self-awareness. Measure away, friends. It will just make you better. You can't give what you don't possess. Because the peace index is about health, you can see where you are healthy and where you are not. When you are not healthy, you may negatively affect someone else's peace index. Did you get that? If you are significantly off with your purpose, you might be causing someone else's people number to be lower because they are trying to help you. In other words, people don't just recognize your peace index, they are often affected by it. Life is a series of cause and effect. There are ramifications of our actions, consequences. When you are not at your best, you have very little to give to others. Conversely, you can give what you possess. Those who experience peace help others experience it too. It is the best contagion of all. But to give peace to others, you first need to cultivate it in yourself. This anonymous quote says it best. When things change inside you, things change around you. Intentional living has great rewards. After going through the peace issues I mentioned early, I decided to flip my life to become more intentional, specifically as a husband and dad. That meant that I began controlling my emotions instead of letting them control me. I started working on discretion and discipline in managing my work, relationships, and health. People noticed. I realized that I was focused in certain areas and accidental in other areas. The accidental decisions began to creep into the focused areas, and I suffered the consequences. I will never forget.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?